Hello and welcome back to How to Learn a Language, the podcast all about learning languages, how to do it, and yeah, hello, I'm Lindsay, I'm your host for this show, and in this episode we're going to be talking about language challenges, and I'm going to share with you six language challenges for language learners that every language learner can do, regardless of language, regardless of level, they work across the board. That's what I'm really excited about with this. So we're going to get into that in just a second. But before we do, as always, I like to remind you, as you hear at the start of every podcast, to like, subscribe, share, review, rate, all of that stuff. But I know that that's kind of boring. So I also like to share the podcast love a little bit too and share a podcast with you that I have enjoyed this week. And this week, that is the podcast Nora Jones is Playing Along. I've listened to a couple of these episodes in the past, but I listened to one this week while I was cleaning about and with Seth MacFarlane from the guy behind Family Guy, who just has a wonderful, not only wonderful singing voice, and like she sort of sings along with her guests, it's really cool, but also just a wonderful speaking voice. Like, yeah, really, really good episode. He has a voice for podcasts, and that is my podcast recommendation this week, to share some podcast karma, shall we say, because karma, maybe a cat, but I'm allergic, so karma is a podcast in this case. All right, let's get into this episode. So six language challenges then for language learners. When it comes to staying motivated with language learning, a challenge could be just the thing to keep you going, right? So language learning generally, at the beginning, we might start, you've maybe heard me say this before, right? We might start and think, yeah, here we go. And we have this boost of motivation when we start anything often that we want to do, at least. And so it starts off and our progress is pretty quick. And not only is it quick because we have this extra motivation at the start of doing a thing, but also because if we think about it, right, when you start to learn a brand new language and you start essentially from zero, you never really start from zero, there's always some cognates, right? But when we start from quote unquote zero, everything that you learn, every single word is like, it starts off, you learn one word, 100% more than you knew before you started. And then that percentage just naturally decreases the more words you learn, right? So that's why it just feels like, oh, it's getting harder to keep learning. And with that often comes this dip in motivation then. And so what I really want people to realize and to understand, and you know, you probably, if you're listening to this, have heard me say this and know and understand this already, is that language learning, it's this longer path than just this very quick uphill sprint, right? So it's more like we have most of language learning being phases of steady growth, where we're doing things, we're working forward, here we go, this is good. But then we have these moments of what I call speedy gains, right? Where we actually do a lot and it's kind of condensed in a shorter period of time. And that's pretty normal, whether that's a boost in motivation, whether that's maybe you are on holiday from work or school or college or university, and you've got this extra bit of time on your hands to really dig into this thing that you love. And then, so we have this, whew, this kind of speedy gain. And if we're not comfortable with then going back to steady growth, that can also lead to this dip in motivation. But challenges can be a great way to whoosh, give you that boost, give you that, like, what is it Mario has? Like, is it when he has a mushroom and he goes wee-oom really fast? It gives you that little Mario boost, right? That speedy gain. A challenge can be a great way to do that because you've got this often external accountability, you've got this internal accountability that you've signed up for this thing yourself. And that acts as a really great motivator to keep going with something. But of course, not all challenges are going to be right for all language learners. So I want to share with you six. Like I said at the beginning, these do work across languages, across levels and abilities. So wherever you're at right now with whichever language or languages, these options should be good, okay? So the first one, shameless self-promotion. the Speaking Confidence Challenge. Let me tell you a little bit more about this. So I first ran the Speaking Confidence Challenge back in the summer of 2020. And I wasn't really expecting much from it. I just thought it would be a really cool thing to do. People for years and years in like I used to do a sort of annual survey every April when it was like Lindsay Does Languages birthday. And in that survey, I was finding like people wanted help with speaking. They wanted help with confidence. They were struggling with these things more than others. So I was like, well, let's do this. Let's fix this quickly. You know, it's speaking and the confidence often ties into the speaking confidence challenge. Let's do this. And people really, really loved it. And so I ran it again in January 2022. So at the start of a new year, I thought this is a good time to dig into the same challenge again, to work through this again. It's a live challenge. We go for 6 weeks with live training and live speaking rooms and all sorts of stuff. And yeah, again, it worked really well. And there's so much good feedback that comes from this challenge every time that I knew that this needs to happen again. So here we are, 2023, where I'm recording this, and we're going to be doing this again in June this year. So another summer challenge, just like in that first year in 2020. And this one is ideal for the quieter language learner who is struggling with the will to speak. And really, we all want to speak confidently, right? With any language. And so in that sense, if you've ever found yourself struggling for a word and then feeling kind of flustered and sort of falling back on where you were, you know, you're speaking, you're doing really well, and then you hit this brick wall. If you've ever felt that, this is for you too, because it's really going to help to give you these skills that are kind of designed to help you move forward with speaking. So, you know, we think about language learning and skills and we think reading, writing, speaking, listening. And yep, those things are important. They are four core skills to develop. But then within each of those areas, there are other skills. And it's not just a case of, okay, so with speaking, we think about pronunciation. That isn't it. That isn't the extent of, you know, going deeper with speaking, because when it comes to speaking confidence, there's so much more that we need to dig into. And that's what we do every week. Like I said, this is a 6 week challenge. We have six live training sessions, each of those weeks focused on a different core skill to help with your speaking confidence. Things that maybe you haven't thought of before as well. Like they're quite cool. I really enjoy the combination of what we have in the challenge. And then, right, as well as those trainings. So the trainings happen on Mondays and there's recordings for the training. So if you can't join live, it's all good. And then on Wednesdays, we have our speaking rooms. So you have a day or two to kind of take everything in from that Monday session. And then on Wednesdays, we meet and you can put it into practice. Oh, it's so good, like the flow of this. Plus every week you have a personal challenge to help you keep taking action throughout the rest of the week too. And actually there's something new this year. There is the option to join as a regular pass, on a regular ticket, regular challenge entry. But then also there is the option to become a VIP. And with VIP, as well as the Monday live training, the Wednesday speaking room, on Fridays, you also get one-on-one support from me. This is in the form of asynchronous support, which is the best kind of support because we don't have to sit down together, find a time zone that works across all of our busy schedules. We have asynchronous support via a tool called Voxer, kind of like WhatsApp, but not, you know, minus the distractions. And we can send as many unlimited back and forth text messages, voice notes, whatever works best for you to get all those questions answered. You can even practice, send me your speaking practice on there as well. It's completely up to you how you choose to use that. But that is there on the Fridays as well if you join as a VIP. This is just a live challenge. Happens roughly once a year, and it is your chance to finally speak that language as confidently out loud as you do in your head. You know when you're in your head and you're like, yeah, I can do this thing. And then you open your mouth, no words come out. So throughout that series of the live weekly sessions, the personal challenges, you develop not only a newfound confidence when speaking, but also a newfound love for it, right? Like I said, this is about, we're talking speedy gains here. We're talking about this kind of boost of motivation as well. And that's what you get with the Speaking Confidence Challenge. So you can sign up now at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/SCC. I'll mention the link again at the end and it will be in the description as well. But that's the first challenge I have to recommend. Let's get mine out of the way first, because it is it's a big one. Only happens roughly once a year, and it's happening next week at the time of listening to this. So there we go. Speaking Confidence Challenge. All right, moving on to the next one. So the next challenge recommendation I have for you is the iTalki Language Challenge. So this is another really great one for independent language learners who are looking for a kind of an excuse, right? A motivational excuse to get speaking more. So in the Speaking Confidence Challenge, we focus on developing those skills that will help you with your speaking confidence. With the iTalki Language Challenge, it is for speaking, but what it is that you're having a quantity of lessons. That's what the challenge is. How many lessons can you have in the challenge period? And they host this kind of a few times a year. So you set a goal at the beginning for the number of hours of lessons you want to complete by the end date. You take those lessons with tutors on iTalki, and there's different perks, there's different kind of rewards for different goals. So there might be extra coupons or vouchers available if you're feeling, yes, I really want to go for that higher goal. And this, what's cool about this is how it sort of varies every year. And this is one I've done myself a few times as well, not for a couple of years now, maybe once in sort of COVID times. But yeah, I've done this one a few times. It's really fun. I think my favorite was when they did the iTalki Diversity Language Challenge. And for that, I had 12 lessons in 12 different languages in 1 month, which was so much fun. I really discovered a lot about different languages I'd never really thought about learning much before. So there's loads of ways that you can take this and make this your own as well. What I would recommend, if you are thinking, oh, that sounds good for me, sign up to iTalki now. I have a link on my website and on the blog for this episode. And that gives you $10 credit for free. So that's a good starter. It's my affiliate link. And then you'll be able to keep an eye open for the next challenge, because you'll be kind of in the loop with that. So that's the second recommendation. All right, challenge number three. And this one is one I have also done myself twice, I believe. And this is great for the first time language learner who needs a bit of skin in the game to get it done, right? So formally, you may know this one as the Add One Challenge, but this was changed a few years back now, and now is the Fluent in 3 Months Challenge. It runs for 90 days, 3 months, so very nice, easy to remember title and premise, and is run primarily by Shannon Kennedy with Fluent in 3 Months. Shannon, who you may know, who co-hosts Women in Language with me and with Kirsten Cable as well. And it's really all about the support and structure that you need to get speaking more in 90 days. So as part of the challenge with this, there's the requirement to post videos at regular intervals throughout. So day zero, right before you begin the challenge, day 30, day 60, and day 90, with some optional mini challenges in between to keep you busy too. If that thought of posting videos sounds terrifying, like completely terrifying, this might not be the best option for you. But if it sounds just enough out of your comfort zone, then it could be a really good option. People often get really great results with this if they are committed to putting everything in to seeing those changes. And there's always a huge community as well behind each challenge, so you know that you're never going to be alone too. When I did this the first time, it was back when it was the Add One Challenge. This was around 2015. And I used it to help drive my Japanese forward. And then I did it again in 2019, right before a trip to South Korea with Shannon, the main host of the challenge. And I've shared my videos, my final day 90 videos for Japanese and for Korean over on the blog for this episode as well. So yeah, this is a really great one if you know, you want to really commit And you want to be in it with others as well, knowing that you're going to be making that speaking progress throughout. So again, link, in fact, this one's my affiliate link too, because I know Fluent in 3 months. And so this link is over on the blog or in the description too. All right, next one. Actually, this one is also hosted by Shannon of Eurolinguist and Fluent in 3 months. And Shannon's hosted this one for a few years now. This is the Language Learning Reading Challenge. This one is ideal for the book-loving language learner who's after some motivation to read more language-related books. And I say language-related because it's not just every month, read a book in Spanish, read a book in Italian, read it like, whew, you know, not everyone can read all of those. And that's why I've included it here, because it's about not just reading more in the language you're learning, you know, there's no language specificness, but it's also reading more language related stuff too. So you get a book suggestion, kind of like a prompt to guide you towards picking something new to read that month. So it's not, you know, read this specific book either. So some examples from the list for 2023 include read a book inspired by a true story in your target language, and read a book by an author from a country that you haven't read any of their authors before, right? So you can see that this gives you some wiggle room, right, with those prompts. So this challenge works really well for learners of any language at any level. So if you've heard me talk about the first three, which are all very speaking focused, and you're thinking, oh, it's not my focus, this one is a good one. If actually, you know, reading is more why you're learning languages, definitely check this out. Nothing needed to sign up. Simply join in with this one. There's a Facebook group and a Goodreads community, and I'll link to the blog article on Eurolinguist with the info on the current challenge as well. All right, number five. This is number five. Plus 6, plus 7, plus 8, plus 9, plus 17. So there are many, many, many 30-day language challenges. There are others too, but 30-day tends to be the go-to. And these are ideal for the curious language learner who wants to discover more but doesn't really know where to focus first. So if you've ever felt that kind of pang of linguistic overwhelm as you try to decide what to do next for a language that you're learning, then this one's for you. And there's plenty of choice, right? So there are out there some specific language challenges, and there are also loads of really great general options that work for all as well. I recommend checking on Pinterest, checking on Instagram. If you're on Pinterest, maybe type 30-day language challenge into the search bar, or just language challenge. If you're on Instagram, search on the explore tab with the hashtag language challenge and see what comes up. I'll link to one again from Eurolinguist. That's kind of what's great about these is they're not always linked to specific timeframes. So there are loads of, with the Pinterest ones, loads of great images that you can just take and apply to your own language learning anytime that you want that extra speedy gain, anytime you want that bit of a boost, they're there. So that's a really good option. With Instagram, just as I was putting this together and updating, because I've shared about these language challenges in the past, and as I was going through and updating this before recording, I found there were loads happening in June this month. There's like two or three that came up. Language Olympics, Hot Polyglot Summer, I think was one, which I really liked the name of. That was really funny. So there are plenty, plenty of options for these kind of monthly short-term challenges that you can just hop in on when you're ready. And finally, if none of these strike your interest and you're thinking, I speak really well already, I read my own books, and you're feeling like a bit of a maverick, a bit of a rebel, then the sixth challenge I recommend for you is your own DIY challenge. So if you are that headstrong language learner who answers to no one but themselves, then this one is for you. Why not create your own challenge? And this way you get to decide the focus too. So you can ask yourself, okay, what is it that I'm particularly struggling with right now? What is my weaker skill? And what can I do to improve it? So maybe it's a daily challenge, like those 30-day challenges. Maybe it's something with a kind of bigger end goal and then check-ins en route, like the Fluent in 3 Months challenge. Either way, whatever it looks like, you get to decide. And, you know, like I say, if you're after some inspiration, searching language challenge on Google Images or Pinterest, see all of those other options people have created for themselves. And that can act as really great motivation to just spark a little bit of creativity for how you want to do your own language challenge. So there we go. There's so much choice out there, as we've said, for those speedy gains, for those challenges, those moments where you just want a bit of a motivational boost. I need to find out what Mario... Is it a mushroom? I don't know. I wasn't very video gamey as a kid. But yeah, that is it. And the next language challenge that you definitely don't want to miss is the Speaking Confidence Challenge. We talked about it at the beginning of the episode. I'll share that link with you again. It's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/SCC, our live 6-week challenge. Only happens once a year, mostly. Didn't happen at all in 2021. So mostly just once a year. You really don't want to miss out while it's here. And yeah, you're just going to have this boost for your speaking confidence. So you can go forward with others, with the iTalki language challenge, with the Fluent in 3 Months challenge, with that sense of confidence, knowing that you can handle whatever comes your way when it comes to speaking. And yeah, I'm looking forward to having you join. There is a little extra something something. The first 10 people that join, hopefully by the time you listen this, there'll still be some space. The first 10 people that join, if you enter the code EARLYBIRD, all one word, capital letters, at checkout, then you will get yourself $37 off. So if you join on a regular ticket, that's just $60 for 6 weeks. $10 a week for everything that you get in the challenge is an absolute steal. That's why there's only 10. That's why there's only 10 spaces for that. And yeah, the regular price is just $97. So even that is like way too low than what it should be, but here we are. And yeah, I'm looking forward to having you join. I will be back very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day and happy language learning. I'll speak to you very soon. Thank you. Bye.